Hello, this is Everyday English. A week has passed since we last had one of our weekly quizzes. We're going to give you one presently, if you're ready. Question one.
I am going to give you a list of nouns. Some of them are count, others are non-count. Still others have both count and non-count uses. Decide in each case which category a noun belongs to. A. Justice. B. Fault. C. Lack. L-A-C-K. Lack. D. Manner. E. Disciple. F. Dignity. G. Temerity. H. Ultimatum. I. Wheat. J. Yogurt. The question again. I'm going to give you a list of nouns. Some of them are count, others are non-count. Still others have both count and non-count uses. Decide in each case which category a noun belongs to. A. Justice. B. Fault. C. Lack, spelt L-A-C-K. D. Manner. E. Disciple. F. Dignity. G. Temerity. H. Ultimatum. I. Wheat. And J. Yogurt.
Question 2.
Which of these sentences is correct and which is incorrect? A. He has several faults, but arrogance is not one of them. B. He showed an arrogance of behavior, and it was pointed out that this was one of his faults. The question again. Which of these sentences is correct and which is incorrect? A. He has several faults, but arrogance is not one of them. B. He showed an arrogance of behavior, and it was pointed out that this was one of his faults.
Question 3.
Comment on the noun stone in these sentences and the sentences in which they occur. A. They used stone in building the castle. B. They used pieces of stone in building the house. The question again. Comment on the noun stone in these sentences and the sentences in which they occur. A. They used stone in building the castle. B. They used pieces of stone in building the house.
Thank you, Kofi. Now, Kofi will give us the questions once more. At the end of each question, Ajo will suggest an answer to it. Question 1.
I am going to give you a list of nouns. Some of them are count, others are non-count. Still others have both count and non-count uses. Decide in each case which category a noun belongs to. A. Justice.
Both count and non-count. The count sense is synonymous with court judge. For example, he's a justice of the Supreme Court. The non-count sense is abstract, as in, he advocates justice for all.
B. Fault.
Fault is abstract, in which case it is non-count, but it can be used in the count sense to mean a mistake.
C. Lack, spelt L-A-C-K.
This is an abstract noun. It is always non-count. The word has no plural form.
D. Manner.
An abstract noun always used in a count sense. Its plural is manners.
E. Dispute.
Always used as a count noun.
F. Dignity.
Always used in a non-count sense.
G. Temerity.
always used in a non-count sense.
I, wheat.
Non-count.
J, yogurt.
Both senses. As a non-count noun, it refers to a type of food. For example, I don't eat yogurt. As a count noun, it refers to a kind of dish. For example, we ordered two yogurts.
Question two.
Which of these two sentences is correct and which incorrect? A. He has several faults, but arrogance is not one of them.
Correct. Fault is being used in its count sense of mistake. It is in the plural. Arrogance is non-count.
B. He showed an arrogance of behavior, and it was pointed out that this was one of his faults.
Incorrect. Arrogance is a non-count noun. Here, it is wrongly used as a count noun with the indefinite article A. The expression is arrogance of behavior.
Question three.
Comment on the nouns in the following sentences and the sentences in which they occur. A. They used stone in building the castle.
The noun stone is a concrete noun used as non-count to refer to material used in building constructions.
B. They used pieces of stone in building the house.
The noun stone is non-count, referring to material for building. The speakers use a mass material as individuated or broken into several separate parts. To convey this meaning, he uses a count noun piece. Pieces means separate parts.
Thank you both. We thank our listeners for their attention. I hope listeners will be able to join us next week. Have a good weekend. Till we meet again, it's goodbye from us.